This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
Good morning. Kathleen Turner, pleased to meet you.
She's pretty.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going to start and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
Look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Mike! Josh Schroeder,
Josh!
And Rob Spiewak.
Oh, Rob!
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
In the tidbits today, I'll have a story about phones. And sometime today, during our discussion, I would love to talk about whether we really care about phones anymore. I care about tech.
Sure.
I just don't know whether I care about phones. And
I think everybody has gotten to a point where a phone is as important as having as a thumb. I mean, you just have to have a phone.
We rely on them, right? I mean, you have to have your, you know, they're like breathing now. But I mean, the idea of, ooh, look what this does. You know, who gives a flying rat's ass?
And we get told you got to replace it every year.
Exactly. Yeah.
You need the better camera.
Yeah.
I think it's the battery. They always lean on the battery.
Oh, yeah, the battery as well.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara. Yeah, when they get to that point where you don't need cords and you don't need battery power or you have super bad, then talk to me. Otherwise, I don't care what it does.
I don't have to charge it.
My phone runs on butane.
Or is it like a car where they will innovate? And then when they innovate, you try something and you go, oh, I like that. And then a year later, you can't live without it. That might be the case.
Like you were with air conditioning in your car 2 years ago when you said, this is fantastic.
When I had my very first car air conditioner.
And it was aftermarket air conditioner.
Aftermarket.
That you had to install.
Phil put it in. Just down the street. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hello to everybody. Chat group been very active this week. We are very, very, very happy to have you along here. Even though I tend to at least once a day experience a modicum of guilt.
Why?
From a snarky comment. It can be a comment about, me, just go now, just get out of there. Or it can be a comment about you guys where they're saying, it won't last 25 episodes. And it's like, I look over there and I am, you know, I am very much aware of, the negativity, which I think you could say all day long. I don't pay attention to it.
Right.
I don't watch what's written. But we all do. The biggest stars in the world do. The biggest stars in the world know. If you're a super big star, you don't necessarily have to. So you don't pay attention. But people know.
Isn't that the American way, though, to complain about everything?
I think so.
And no matter what, you find a bad thing to say about it.
Going back through all the years we've been together, Mike, I would say that one of the big driving forces of this show was people hating on it. That is something that people love to do.
Yeah.
They bring it, and we could track it. We could track it by moon cycles.
Right away, some guy, I'm not, Doug Terrell, not going to say it. Not going to say that at all. I am going to ignore it. So, ha-ha, there you go. Because what's he doing? He's doing what he wants to, which is stir up. Shite.
Yeah.
That's
you know what? It's because the people are innately unhappy in their own life.
I don't even know whether I agree with you, Rob. I don't know whether I think because I, like every other American, when if there's something going on with a celebrity or something going on with somebody in the news where they've, did you hear that? Did you? We love to gossip. We love to pay attention to that stuff. Rob came to us at the beginning of the show today to discuss the fact that he has video he wants to share outside of beautiful video. And you
By
know
the
I
way,
love it
I
when
was,
you share stuff like that.
I was showered with compliments yesterday by the new innovation of letting you play a video during beautiful video. People loved it. It was so exciting to
was
break.
Was that the pants one that I
yes,
forgot?
That was
I usually play them at the beginning of the show.
But it was beautiful that we had a guest video jock during beautiful video. So today I'm going to return the favor by playing a video during the body of the show.
All right.
Now, you know, Friday is September 11th, and I think we all know what that includes. That's the first anniversary of Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks. But also this weekend is the 12th.
Are you getting, Josh, he's your, you know, you're going to be with him after this. Is a,
I apologize that we started on September 11th because now we have to hear that joke every year.
But no, it is amazingly, Mike, the 25th year, and I can't wrap my head around that. Since
you do, you realize this the older you get, is that as you get older, you know, that clock on the wall speeds up more and more.
It does.
It is just, it's hard to describe how a massive historical tragedy impacts you. I do not, you know, there are certainly people that are impacted every year and will never forget that.
Right.
I never will forget it, but I will also tell you that one of the things that happened, and we've discussed it every possible way you can discuss it, people wanted to marry themselves to the tragedy, which is another part of the human condition where
it
something
is.
Horrible happens. Well, you know where I was. Well, you know, the simple fact of the matter is that Rob and I were in New York, in Manhattan, when that attack occurred. And, you know, that...
Sure, I've heard lots of people say this.
But Josh, you got to know how much it affected Mike and I.
Right.
It was... The thing that I remember most will be something that's not that big a deal, and that is that I can't tell you initially because I wasn't outside initially.
Right.
I was in a building all day. I was in a building all day for about 8 or 9 hours, on the air for about 8 of them. But coming outside, you know, they said where we were in Manhattan, in upper Manhattan compared to the lower east side, the lower part of Manhattan.
Real close to Central Park for anyone who wants a geographic.
We were on, you know, we were closer to Central Park than we were to Ground Zero. You would not, if you did not look above you or listen to sirens, you would not know that anything had happened. It was that far apart, 60 blocks or so down from where we broadcast to where it happened.
How were you the night before? Did you set yourself up to be prepared for a long broadcast that next day?
No, because
I know New York was tough on you.
You mean like did I roar or party?
Yeah. Like
no,
were you hungover
because I would take the train up the night before.
Yeah, we didn't roar on Wednesdays. We roared on Thursdays.
We didn't. Right. Well, this would be Monday night that we took the train. I took the train in
right
because
but
it was Tuesday morning when this all went down. And
that first night, we never roared.
Yeah. I would go get up there later at night, check in, and go to my hotel room because I was up at about 8:15 to go down there and. You know, so there was no, it all happened, you know, at the first morning we were back. We were there for the whole week, planning to be there for the whole week, or maybe a couple of days that week.
Yeah.
I think we were planning on coming back like Wednesday or Thursday.
We were forced to stay in town. I'm not marrying
through Friday.
Not marrying myself to the tragedy in any way, but my memory is this, is that normally when something like that goes down, you seem to be with your family. And my family was elsewhere. My wife was in Iowa with Julia, who was a baby at that point. I was with you guys. And that's what I think of when I think of it, is the camaraderie and the support we had for each other at what was literally a scary time. It was horrifying.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you talk about where were you. I remember the specifics logistically. I remember the Brooklyn Diner. Mm-hmm. I remember the Essex House, which was a hotel that that CBS put us up in, put me up in, that was different and much older than the regular joint that we were in.
It was a curveball for you. It was
and
not
it was
usual.
On. Rob mentioned Central Park. It was on Central Park. It's an old hotel. It's been. It was used in a lot of TV shows
you
back
see it,
in the day in New
you
York.
You see it in a lot of skylines. They've got a big lighted sign that says Essex House.
and I remember the walking out from, got up in the morning, hit the treadmill, went into the shower, came out, no phone. The phone wasn't, you couldn't even, you hear that?
That's yeah, wild. That sounds nice like furniture thunder. Moving. That's thunder. Wow.
The idea of, a non, I'd never had the phone, I'd had a doo-doo-deet or something on the cell, but I'd never had it where just nothing was going
on. Nothing was going through. Right.
And that's what it is. But the logistics are what I can tell you, we were here for about this many hours, had a lot of drinks. After the show that night, I think I took you guys all over to the Essex House Lounge to have those drinks, and then you guys all went back to your hotel.
Don't forget the lady in the lounge, Mike.
The lady that ordered a gooey dessert.
Do we have to watch this?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, it was just
I could not
mind blowing
believe it. So anyway, I go off on a tangent every time I do that, but. I get ramped up when I think of it. I don't think about it often, but when
it's no fun to think about. To be perfectly honest, it was a really horrifying experience. But when I do think of it, this is going to be something weird when you leave the show. Is that is one of thousands of experiences we shared?
Yeah,
we were right with each other when it went down.
As we've mentioned on the show, you and I are both good at compartmentalizing.
Yeah. I've made a life of it.
I kind of like right now, I'm thinking about it right now. I'm thinking it might be a little, we're not really dealing with it that much, but it's not going to be, it'll be sweet. It'll be nice, but it's going to be, and the fact that you guys are doing what you're doing, that's going to make it easier too. It's going to be, the fact that you're going on with Still Talking is a good thing. But I think, as far as you and I are concerned, it's gonna be a little odd when we get there.
My analyst told me that it's very healthy to compartmentalize, so that's good. Moving on, I hope everyone takes a moment to reflect and observe September 11th, because it's been 25 years, and it wasn't just New York, and it was...
No, it wasn't. I don't know.
It was just a horrifying day. But also horrifying is September 12th, which is, of course, your 17th anniversary. And because of that, we can't let this go. What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. Why are you bringing up my anniversary?
This is something instantly on your face.
This is something that also must not be ignored. It must always be remembered. And we've never built a memorial to your marriage.
What? You're trying to compare it to a national tragedy.
I'm not at all. I'm saying that it's a thing of beauty, and that is why one of our favorite listeners has submitted a poem to honor you. Now, I know we will not be in studio on the 12th.
Would this listener have also done that bullshit picture of him from the 80s recently?
I believe we all did that. Yeah, I didn't post mine.
I didn't succumb. I
did not
it.
Post mine, but I did look at it. Right. But anyway, Mike, who actually does the poem is neither here nor there.
Sure.
What's important to know is that we're all thinking of you and Carla on this beautiful 17th anniversary that we shall now memorialize in verse.
Hi, I'm Dirk Vastrick.
Hello.
This Saturday, September 12th, will mark Mike and Carla's 17th wedding anniversary. So, of course, I've prepared a poem. 46 years behind a microphone. What a career. Mike's made guy talk and bad jokes something we all hear. He's talked, he's laughed, he's entertained the crowd, and somehow, Carla is still willing to have him around. Come January, Mike's retiring from the show. Though, knowing Mike, he'll still have plenty of barbs to throw.
Oh.
He may hang up the mic, but let's make one thing clear. You can't shut up a broadcaster after 46 years.
Amen.
Then there's Carla. Beautiful, talented, and smart. An entrepreneur with a very generous heart. She's an esthetician who makes everyone glow, which may explain why Mike's still looking good, you know. And then there's me, Dirk. 75 is near. Still young enough to appreciate beauty when it's here.
Yeah.
I'll admit I admire Carla. Yes, that much is true.
What? Yeah.
But after all these years, Mike, must I leave her to just you? And Michael, at 13, is keeping them on track, probably wondering where his when his parents will give him some slack.
Whoops.
So here's to Mike and Carla.
Yeah.
With laughter and cheer, to love, good times, and many more wonderful years, may Mike enjoy retirement, may Carla keep shining bright, and may their marriage stay hotter than Mike's radio mic. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, Dirk.
Beautiful, wasn't
it? Thank you. That's very sweet.
Now I have to ask you, Mike, since we talked about our feelings about the 25th anniversary of 9/11.
Right.
How does that make you feel?
The what? The whole thing? The poem, the anniversary? You ready for the bad husband?
Yeah.
You just remembered.
That's just that's the first time I was thinking. I have been thinking more about Carla's birthday than I have been about our anniversary.
Because you know why? Because the birthday's all about her, and the anniversary's about you two. And you're not sure. A selfish man.
Right. Yeah, right. We'll go with that. No, the birthday's the 17th, and the whole family's going up to see the Red Sox against the Rays when on the 18th, Saturday the 18th. So Friday night.
The 18th is a Friday.
The 18th is a Friday. Then it's the 19th that we're going to the game.
All right.
Yeah. So 17th is a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's all right. And the 12th is this weekend.
The 12th is it is Saturday that will be your anniversary.
All right. Okay.
Josh, I wonder what the 7th, you know, there's always a traditional.
I'm going to have to plan something.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily.
I'm going to be in so much trouble at the end of this show today because I have an entire segment that I cannot ignore. Do you have another video while I compose myself and get my ducks in a row as to how I want to talk about things? Happy anniversary to us. Yes.
Well, I mean, I like the way that
I knew he would forget the anniversary. You know, shut up, Dirk.
The 17-year traditional wedding anniversary gift.
What is it?
Furniture.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, and boy, everything's now. Now, thank you, Josh, because that comes together.
Now, Carla, I know you sit in your recliner at the end of a hard day. Does Carla still sit in her big high-backed wicker chair?
No, like Carla, Morticia Adams? We bought a couple of years ago, we bought a pit group.
Yes.
And it's an electronic one that's got multiple folding little thing chairs.
Recliners, Mike.
So she recliners. And so she has her spot and I have my spot, but we're on the same, you know, I no longer have a chair.
Oh, I thought you still had one.
Well, I have it, but it's in the front room.
Oh, it's in the sunroom. Yeah.
And she wants me to get rid of it because it's got a hole in where my head rubbed up against it.
Just like the father in Frasier.
Yeah,
remember, he had to keep his old chair.
Well, I have a matching leather flap that goes over it.
Yes, you do.
Will that, and I also that chair get moved into this room as you retire or step down.
You mean the room I'm in right
studio.
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Is there plans to remodel the room?
No.
Are there plans? Oh,
I'm sure there are. You just haven't been told yet.
Maybe, but I'm not planning it in the same amount of energy that you two are, which is probably correct.
Right.
Because I am slowing down. I don't want to do daily content.
But you plan to and do some your interviews say, there.
I want to, this is where I want to do, you know, so how did you feel when the officers arrived at your front door? Anyway.
How did the repair end up behind that chair in the sunroom?
Flawless.
Fantastic. I love hearing that.
That was a mesh patch that, by the way, when I reclined that thing, which was ill positioned next to my booze cabinet, I mean, it just bored. A giant gash into that wall, and it has since been repaired, as has the pantry shelf where Michael hung from it and pulled himself up and stood in a pantry, it's a closet,
right.
And he tore it down, and I repaired that as well. Now, the last piece of the puzzle will be repairing the ceiling where we had a roof leak in the skylight, and it has never been properly repaired. That's a little dangerous. That's way up high. I am getting blown up right now. Hold on a second. I just have to make sure it's not anything. No, No, I don't want I don't want a new baseball helmet. But God damn it.
No tornado warnings. You've had a big storm. That's when they like to come.
No, they don't. I'm good on that right
here's
now.
Mike, here's a good way that you can
I'm
save
all over
a little
the place today. I'm very, very, Dirk got me a little discombobulated.
Let me know if you'd like to hear the poem again.
No!
Here's where you can save a little money. The traditional flower for the 17th anniversary is not the rose, but the carnation. The red carnation.
Well,
which you can
I will
pick
give her
up
that.
For a song.
Well, I will give her that, but I will give her when it's attached to me in a tuxedo. No, I don't know. What's the gift is furniture? Well,
furniture. Yeah.
Then let me. All right. I look.
Ottoman,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter if things are out of order. But this does fall into. You hear that?
Yeah. Is that thunder or Carla's anger because you forgot your anniversary?
I didn't. It doesn't matter. Forgetting your anniversary doesn't matter if your anniversary hasn't occurred yet.
Yeah.
That's okay. True.
Dirk, the last time I checked on my calendar, it's September 9. All right.
Amazon delivers in 24 hours.
Bingo.
So you've got time.
And we got Amazon out the ass down here. This is a very, very big Amazon area, bigger than most smaller cities in Florida, in my humble opinion. Okay.
Did you say September 9th for your anniversary? I thought it was the
12th. No, I said today is September 9th.
Oh, today is the 9th. Okay.
And so I've got room.
Yeah.
So, but. When you mentioned furniture,
yeah,
I was telling Rob I was in his favorite store yesterday.
Costco.
After I dropped off my kid, the baseball coaches have this new place where they do indoor training, indoor batting cages, indoor pitching cages, and so when the weather's like it is right now, they don't have to go. You know, they don't have to be a slave to the schedule, Mother Nature's schedule. If there's a rainstorm coming through when they're supposed to be practicing, so. But they are vehement this year about they don't have room for parents. Parents are to simply drop the kids off and pick the kids up. And so that's a
Have you asked Michael, do they really not have room? Is it
I've been
crowded?
Technically, I have been in there, and if you loaded all the parents for a practice sitting around it, it would be tight.
Do you think one parent ruined it for everyone?
I think that they are.
And let is me just, that I'll, parent a part of this podcast?
Let me put it this way.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. No, it's not me.
Okay. Just checking. Maybe a little bit you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But I think that, let me put it this way. I don't think they're upset that they can run practices now that the kids are a little older. And I think they did it for all the kids because there really isn't any room in there. They're not upset that they're space challenged in there and that that the parents aren't going to be lingering in that room while they're doing the stuff.
No exceptions will be made?
I have no desire to, you know.
I mean, let's say it was your anniversary. Do you think they'd let you in just that one day?
Shut up, Rob.
What if we get you a new hat that says coach?
That'd be good.
I could coach if I wanted to, but I'm not going to coach. Here it is. I'm fine, but I do think that they are not disappointed that this space situation does not allow. And by the way, there are parents that linger, like out in the parking lot and linger out in the outer office outside of the, I will call it the interior space where all the cages are and all
the
that.
Clubhouse.
The clubhouse. That's what it is. So, you know, I'm that way. But at the same time, you know, since they upped the ante on the situation with how much it costs to do the travel ball, you know, I don't think it'd be a bad idea to peek in once in a while. I've been there for a hitting lesson that my kid had where I sat there the whole time. And it was tight. It's tight in there. Mm-hmm. If you had five parents in there, it would be a crowd. It really would.
Every now and then, just tell Michael to wear the glasses and record what goes on for you.
Oh, that's right.
So I get the whole thing.
Yeah.
Apparently,
Do you like the other parents?
I don't. I like chatting with other parents when I'm at a baseball field.
You don't want to just invite them all to Buckets to hang out during
because we're too far away from Buckets. The only place we have down the road is the Shrimp Shack, and nobody seems to want to go there. I don't think there's by the way, it's on an industrial road.
Yeah.
And so the Shrimp Shack, the Shrimp Shack.
Yeah.
Got the new choppers, you know. The Shrimp Shack is close enough where you, I think they've got a bar where you could go have a beer and wait. But so far I haven't had the desire to do that. So last night I dropped him off. It was a 7 o'clock drop off, 8:30 pickup. I went down to the cost company. And since Josh, you said the 17-year anniversary is furniture.
Furniture.
Yep.
Might have it covered. Think it's something that she would enjoy.
You found something you like.
I think there's something. Well, no. I think she'd like it. I think she'd like it.
Would you both like it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I'd be okay with it.
There's lots of nice things in Costco.
Well, this time of year, there is a 98-inch Hisense. Is that how I pronounce
that
it?
That is Hisense. Hisense. But you mean you don't have the 110-inch in your model?
Where is there one in the cost company? A 110-inch?
It's the first one when you walk in.
Yeah.
What is the brand? Is it? It's not Hisense. A Samsung.
No,
it's a Hisense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that the one for like 17?
Something like that.
Oh. That sounds about right.
Imagine that, Rob. 110-inch big screen television for under $2,000.
It's insanity the way the prices have gone. That's the only thing that's come down.
It's the only thing that's reasonable in our world.
Right, right. But it's not furniture.
Yes, it is.
No,
yes,
that is not furniture. Furniture, you have to be able to sit on.
It's a decorative item for the living room.
Does it come with a stand? Because the stand would be furniture.
Come with a stand.
Well, then you are covered.
No. The legs of a TV does not make it furniture. That is not what Rob means by stand. He means a cabinet.
Well, we have one.
Well, then you don't need furniture. Or that doesn't qualify as furniture.
All I know is the New York Giants are playing the Dallas Cowboys Sunday night, and... Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh my.
She doesn't have to go furniture.
That's true. She could break the rules as well. She could get that TV.
What if I said this? What if I said, I found an anniversary present for us?
And you know what? I think it'd be okay.
You've purchased a ton of TVs in your existence, right? You buy TVs all the time.
I love it, yeah.
But you can never get away with saying the TV is for her.
I could not say that the TV is our anniversary present to each other.
You know what? First, you need to lay down the fact that, you know, it's not a traditional gift, but you're not a traditional guy, and we don't have a traditional relationship, which is why I wanted to have something that would allow us to spend more time together, watching shows that you like. I know, there's not a chance.
I'm not getting it. We were going to go away at Thanksgiving, and she poo-pooed that because of the money, so we're not doing it, you know. AliExpress.
Yeah.
AliExpress. For $8, you can get a 110-inch TV.
It's the only big screen black and white TV they still make, and they have it at AliExpress.
Doesn't Josh's living room look beachy? Doesn't that look nice and beachy there?
Well, he's at the beach.
I'm at the beach.
I know. It's so beachy. You got all the turquoise colors there. Yep, it just makes me think and some beautiful horses at the beach and a little beach pillow and a beach like throw rug or something and some beachy pillow in the back of that. That's very beachy.
Don't you have a Hisense TV at the beach house? Isn't that the brand?
No, that was a TCL, but I do have a Hisense at my home. That's my
Do either
TV.
One of you, you're students of, you love a good television.
Adore.
You know, what do you think about these newcomers like the TCL and your Hisense?
They are all made by the same factory.
This is true.
Like they're made by the same factory that Samsung would be, that Vizio would be. And
there are like three factories that make these panels for televisions.
That's it.
Really?
And then they sell them to Sony, Samsung, LG.
And they mark it up.
They put their own software on it. They put a nice bezel around it and mark it up.
But the guts do make a difference in the length of the age of the TV, right?
Oh, how dare you, Simmons Blazers. Why watch the Giants lose on a larger TV?
He's got a point.
Yeah, he does have a – he has a hell of a point, doesn't he?
Speaking of bezel, I thought of you just yesterday. I don't know why I have watches on my Facebook feed now. But
probably because you talk about them on this show.
Have you seen the roulette wheel watch?
All I know is it's, the
that
roulette
sounds gimmicky.
No. How about this?
How about this?
No.
What was that?
The roulette wheel watch.
Yes.
I believe if you can bring it up, Josh, it is, I think, a company like ridiculously expensive called Jacob & Co. I think it is Jacob & Co.
It's actually a good-looking watch, but what would drive me crazy is the ball inside the watch.
Here it is, though. The one that they... It's not the one they're modeling it against, but the roulette watch was created by Jacob & Co. And they sell... I don't even know what it goes for, but it's very, very expensive.
Pricey.
And you have a little function on it. They're the same ones that did, like, the Godfather watch, and they've got a Bugatti Chiron watch that has the actual pistons inside the watch. It's a very, you know...
When you talk about the Godfather watch, is it a watch, a model that is seen in the movie The Godfather?
No, it is a... you know, a New York theme. Did you find the...
This is the Jacob & Company roulette watch.
And does it have a price tag on it by any chance? Look at that thing of beauty.
It's pretty neat.
If I had the money, if I had the disposable income, and see that button on the side?
Yeah.
That is how you spin the wheel. And
But you know what? They're not showing the ball. Or I guess, the ball is on 25.
It's on 25.
The ball
it
is
looks
there.
Like the price of this watch is $386,000.
There it is.
Oh, but they would take $350 in cash.
But I have seen those watches on the cheapo sites too. That they have the a very different.
Wouldn't
kind
it be
of,
great if you like showed up to Buckets and you had pulled out of your pocket like a folded piece of green felt, and it was the betting screen for a roulette, and you could actually play roulette at the restaurant just using your watch, and does, people could bet on the
I wouldn't
actual
have to
felt.
Need to pull you don't need to pull out any felt at all.
Does that ball move?
Yes, and that's rose gold, by the way.
Remember her?
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Rose.
Nice to see you. How's your mother doing?
She's great. She misses you.
Please give Sharon my best.
I met Rose Gold at a parking lot in Miami.
Tell her Rose Gold said hello.
Hi, Rose. Yeah,
I'm Rose
Gold. Gold is not your given name, is it?
No, it isn't. It's Goldschlager.
You slimmed it down.
Yeah. So anyway, they got, but boy, I saw it yesterday when I walked in. They just, that's why they put them at the front of the store.
Yep, true.
And oh my. And I even succumbed and bought something I didn't need. For $24, cutting boards.
Three-pack?
Three or four-pack of
You'll
wooden cutting boards because they got me on the – Jeff Rawson got me on the microplastics argument.
Yeah.
If you're tired – because all we have are plastic cutting boards.
Have you gotten a metal cutting board yet?
Yeah, but I didn't like them. They're flimsy. They got a stainless steel one, and
I
don't care
like
for
mine.
It.
I think,
no,
yeah,
don't care for it.
I thought it was it worked out good. And they're such a – Mike – they clean so easy.
Got that from China. So probably not a good idea to use my food on a Chinese metal. You don't know what's in the Chinese metal.
Unless it's Chinese food.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
And scene.
Yeah, so they're all right. The last thing I wanted to say before we get to the tidbits is the tech that I have is scaring me. I'm getting a lot of breaches. I'm getting subscriptions that are going haywire. I have a program that I use for this show that's called Easy Prompter, where I put my copy into it, and that is messed up too. They made me re-sign, and it's just.
Is there any chance that a credit card expired that you had set up as auto?
No.
Renew on all
no,
this stuff.
I don't think so because I also got my licensing expired on my clean my computer service.
Josh, right. We've probably never really explained this to you. Mike only deals in cash.
For everything. Yeah.
He will actually put bills in an envelope and mail it. To the computer company.
Yeah, I don't. Even with AliExpress, I do not use a credit card. I make a phone call to Mr. Lee. That's
Does
how
he
I
know
do
Rose?
It. Rose Gold. No, he has no contact with.
That's sad.
And he speaks, passable English, but just enough to consummate the transactions. That's it. Mr.
He
Lee
knows you by
man.
Your voice.
Oh, yes, yes. Hello, Mr. Ometa. I am Mr. Lee. On that note, 98. There's a 110-inch Costco.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, it looks nice.
Is that a Hisense, too?
It is.
That is, just to put it into perspective, That is nearly 10 feet.
And you know the wall I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All I have to do is move one mirror to the left and one mirror to the right.
Well, those put the mirrors,
decorative mirrors.
Put the mirrors back on the ceiling where they were when I was down there.
Shut up. On that note, we have to take a short break. We'll come back with tidbits that include tech. So that's what we care about in this country. And more fun and more thrills. Book recommendation coming up for you as well on the Mike O'Meara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Attention, TMOS fans.
We've noticed something. Every Monday through Thursday, thousands of people happily download the free show, laugh their heads off, and then quietly slip away into the night like podcast ninjas. We know who you are. But if you're ready to graduate from freeloader to TMOS player, it's time for the TMOS bonus show. Every Friday, we crank things up with extra stories, extra laughs, extra behind-the-scenes insanity, and the stuff that just doesn't fit in the regular show. Do you want the VIP treatment? Grab the commercial-free feed with the bonus show included every single week, or step into the Producers Club, our little corner of the internet where the true TMOS faithful gather. Here's the important part. Your subscription isn't just buying more laughs. It keeps the microphones on, all the servers humming, and this wonderfully ridiculous circus alive. So stop standing outside with your nose pressed against the window. Come on in. Hit the bonus show tab at tmospodcast.com and join the party, because life's too short for just four shows a week. Thank you, Mike. We're going to start with the tidbits today, and this story, I wasn't even aware that this was already being used. President Trump was headed to Dallas today for the Republican midterm convention, which I didn't even know was a thing.
That's what he said. He's going for the game this Sunday night.
When the emergency slide on his Qatar-gifted Boeing 747 unexpectedly deployed, weren't there going to be months of retrofitting? To use, is he already using this thing?
Well, there were years of working on it, and the first trip was the one that he flew over on it to like a NATO summit in Turkey.
So he's using it,
yeah. And that whole thing of jump into another plane to come back was leaving this plane. So he's been.
Oh, is that when he had to sit in the secret box in the catering truck?
When he got in the catering truck was. So, but
my question is the Qatar gifted 747.
We've been using it.
We've been using it.
Yeah.
Oh well, he had to wait while the problem was inspected and the slide was removed.
I'm sure he was.
Mr.
patient.
Mr. President, you will have to jump.
I'm sure he was patient and level-headed about it.
Reporters naturally asked the president the obvious question: was he worried about getting on this plane? Trump's answer was essentially, if I thought it was unsafe, I wouldn't be on it. The plane has only been, has only been in presidential service since July. So this is probably not the kind of inaugural feature you would want to advertise. So there's that. But I guess he got on it and he's going to the Republican midterms. Didn't know they were having a convention for that.
Yeah, I'm on my way this afternoon.
Yes, they are. Have fun. Enjoy it.
Do you know the 110-inch TV also comes with a slide?
There you go. 110-inch. The ones I saw were a 98-incher.
That's like a portable. Put it in your pocket.
I know. Watch that at the game in my lap. Republicans are gathering in Dallas for the midterm convention. There is a second conversation happening behind the scenes. Who takes over after? Yeah, they're talking about it already.
Yeah. He got to plan ahead.
He can't run for a third term, and apparently Vice President J.D. Vance is increasingly being viewed as one of the leading candidates for 2028. Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz are also positioning themselves. The interesting part is that Republicans appear to agree that Trump permanently changed the party, but they don't necessarily agree on which parts of Trumpism should survive him. But it's also the fact that for people on the other side who are a little weirded out, a little freaked out about this third term bullshit, it sort of tells me that if that's the conversation they're having, that maybe they're also thinking, you know, that this is going to be a new era.
Because there will be the presidential election, but then he remains president until the inauguration, which is January 20th, following the election. Mm-hmm. And on the 19th.
Thanks for that bulletin. I appreciate it.
Mike, on the 19th.
Hold on, I'm taking notes. How's it work?
How's it work, Rob?
He's actually going to go out on the Margaritaville at Sea and do his last day of presidenting as a live show.
If they sell enough cabins.
That's right. He has to sell a lot of cabins.
They don't sell enough cabins, they're going to go.
That's right. He's going to look into the third term.
Suck a dick.
Well, I'm just hoping there's a slide on that boat.
Yeah. There is. There's a water slide.
Well, anyway, we were talking about phones at the beginning of the show. Apple had its big fall event today and unveiled the iPhone 18 Pro Max Yamaha three-engine. The monster announcement is the company's first foldable phone.
Well, to be fair, all of the phones have been foldable, but only once.
I've wanted to fold a couple of them that are not designed to fold.
You did in your chair.
Yeah, it's called the... Oh, remember that? Oh, great sound.
Yeah.
One of the great sound effects you ever produced. It's called the... can you maybe, since we might be talking about this down the road, find that somewhere
I'm looking right now for future shows.
Mm-hmm. It's called the iPhone Duo. It opens more like a little tablet. It has two screens and starts at a whopping $1,999. Buy the big screen, in my opinion. Get yourself a big screen TV. Here's another thing. Pre-orders begin October 16th with the phone arriving October 23rd. Oh, F you. Please, give me a break. And do not drop it into a recliner, ladies and gentlemen, please.
Josh, do you think they'll let you lease it like we talked about?
Oh, 100%. That's why they rolled out leases.
Okay. That's if you buy a plan with a certain company like AT&T or T-Mobile.
And now you can do it directly with Apple.
Okay. Hey, Apple. Apple also introduced a new Apple Watch and AirPod. New AirPods. I'm curious about that.
They sound just like the old ones.
Not the type you like.
Oh, not the ones that,
not the big ones.
Yeah. Well, the ones I wear, my monitors are cheapos, and I found them to be just as good as anything you have. I do not go wireless when I'm doing my show.
You can't because of the delay. There's always a little bit of a delay.
So the Apple Watches, the AirPods with translation features.
Well, that's got to be a software issue, not a hardware issue. The translation.
But now, if you're telling me that I can have a conversation with somebody and it translates into my ears,
mm-hmm.
yes,
that's a game changer, in my opinion. That would be pretty cool, right?
No, it's cool. Yeah. Do you have need for that?
Well, yeah. I mean, down here, you remember, you know where I live, right? I mean,
you speak a workable amount of Spanish. I've seen you at Subway.
Buenos días, señor. apparently, the next step
Lo
in phone...
Lo tomate.
¿Dónde está casa de Pepe? apparently, the next step in phone tech is spending $2,000 so you can unfold your phone into a slightly larger phone. That's what I think about it, too. That's why I bring the whole thing up. Do we even care about phones anymore?
No, I don't.
It's slightly intriguing. It's only because...
That should be the name of the show today.
All right.
Slightly intriguing.
It's slightly. It's because I have to carry... I carry this and this. So if I can get down to one device and just write all my notes on the phone, that's intriguing.
But you could write everything on your phone without a foldable phone. You could do it.
Not it's with just... a pen.
Oh.
I like to do it by hand.
Look at that.
You know what you could do by saving a lot of money? Here's something. I don't know if Apple puts it out or not. I bought mine online. It's called a pencil. And you can write on any piece of paper you like.
I can.
For pennies.
But then do I have those notes with me anywhere I go?
Yes, if you put them in your pocket.
And then, I get a real thick binder.
Yeah.
Crumple them all up.
Exactly.
Then you can reach in your pocket and a piece of tissue will fall out like it did with at the golf game the other day. And my buddy Kyle and I couldn't stop laughing.
That's really gross.
Because what was his comment? He said, I'm not dying. All I know is this is how simple comedy can be, ladies and gentlemen. One of these old guys, kind of a really oldie old guy, came up and after his sweaty round out there and he's reaching in to put his money down for the buy-in for the bet. And this crinkled tissue like falls on the ground, and I was taking an adult beverage. I think it was manufactured in Dublin by a company known as Guinness.
Oh, yes.
And his comment was, well, all I know is I'm not touching that. And I sent I sent a little bit of a stream, and we were both goofy tired. It was a Saturday. Anyway, you know, make your own fun with your technology, people. That's what my advice is to you. A huge study. Here we go again. Here we go. A huge study involving nearly 980,000 people found that drinking extremely hot beverages is associated with a significantly higher risk of one type of esophageal cancer. God, it's always something.
It's always something.
People who consume six or more very hot drinks a day had a 71% higher risk compared with those drinking fewer.
Are you still hooked on bullion?
You're telling me that if you do six hot cups of coffee a day, you have a 71% higher chance of getting cancer?
If it's wicked hot.
Versus six cups of cold coffee?
I don't know. Or iced coffee, it's called. It's called iced coffee, Josh, in certain segments of America.
Cold coffee.
Well, I'm going the opposite of hot.
Well, it's very intriguing.
Researchers believe the problem may be repeated heat damage to the lining of the esophagus. Well, I don't get that. So, I mean, even with my cup of coffee in the morning, I don't get that kind of heat, you know? Are you listening to me, McDonald's?
If you have a soda, do you want it to be really, really ice cold in the other direction?
Yeah. Cold to the best. As a matter of fact, I think the best way to drink a soda pop is over ice, to be honest with you. I like it that way.
I agree. I like it so cold it almost hurts.
Yeah.
On the back of the
Well, that's your
freezer burn on your esophagus.
Yes. Brain freeze. Let's see. Researchers say problem repeated heat damage to the lining of the esophagus. Important distinction. The study is about temperature, not coffee or tea themselves. Okay. Basically, you don't have to give up your morning coffee. You might just want to stop drinking it while it's still capable of melting a spoon. Well, I don't think anybody likes, well, some people do. Some people like it piping hot.
Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis's manager, used it as a trick to sort of impress people and throw them off guard. He would drink steaming hot coffee and never flinch. That was like one of his things that he would do.
And he died of cancer?
Yeah, he died because he drank six cups of it.
That's wonderful. Let's keep moving, can't we? Don't know what to do with
if
that.
If we must.
I'll mishandling those fastballs. Yes, sir. Baseball is getting very interesting. As the playoff race heats up, the Milwaukee Brewers, the Brew Crew.
Yeah.
As they're called. They are now sitting at 90-56 after beating the Cubs 4-3 in 10 innings Tuesday. That gives Milwaukee a 9-game lead over Chicago. The Yankees are also making noise. They beat Colorado. Of course they did. They were tied when I turned it on. While Tampa Bay crushed Atlanta 7-1 and remains atop the AL East. And tonight, you've got a great Florida matchup. The New York Mets visit the Miami Marlins at 6:40 p.m., while the Rays take on the Braves at 7:15, the Yankees host Colorado at 7:05. I am not a New York broadcaster. Okay? Don't write me those stories again.
Meanwhile, the Orioles
talking to my producer.
The Orioles are drinking really, really hot coffee.
Really hot coffee. They're still in it. They're still in the wild card. Kinda,
not really.
Right? Yeah. Really? Not at all?
I think a couple teams would have to die, but they could make the playoffs.
Finally today, a 24-year-old Daytona Beach woman allegedly drove her Ford Bronco into a parked Honda, causing major damage. When the owner came outside, the two allegedly got into a physical altercation.
Oh, the worst kind of altercation.
Police say the woman appeared extremely intoxicated, you think. Yeah. She had trouble standing and even handed an officer her passport instead of her driver's license.
I think that's pretty okay.
Like my body.
Oh, dear.
Sorry. Then came the truly Florida part, folks. Officers told her she was probably going to jail, and she reportedly pleaded, quote, please don't take me to jail over this. I thought we were all friends.
That's a nice, I bet you that's something the cops had never heard before.
The officer apparently had to explain that they were, in fact, not all friends.
Oh.
And that she hadn't merely bumped into another car. She had essentially rearranged the neighbor's front yard. She was charged with DUI, refusing testing, resisting arrest, and other offenses. No, Mr. Spiewak, they were not friends.
I think that's what Tony Romo should have tried.
Yes.
Aren't we all friends here? Come on.
I know. I think he got out of that. At least I think he did. I'm not sure. I could be wrong.
CBS is a very forgiving network. I'm sure it'll be fine.
We're going to come back with more fun because you know we always do. After all these years, you know the Mike O'Mara Show, it was never going to sneak out the back door. Nope. We're sneaking out to sea. And you're coming with us. From January 21st through the 25th, the TMOS gang is taking over the high seas.
The sailing what?
From the high seas. Sailing from Tampa to Cozumel for four unforgettable days of sun, laughs, swag, meet and greets, and more. More than a few surprises along the way, folks. This isn't just another TMOS trip. This is the grand finale. Somewhere between Tampa and Paradiso, we'll gather together for the final episode of the Mike O'Mara Show podcast, recorded live with you in the audience. You can eat. One last show, one last room full of TMOS family, one last chance to make history together. That's how much it means to me.
Yes.
If you've listened, if you've laughed, if you've written in, come to the live shows, snarked about in our chat room,
Snark. Or
just made TMOS a part of your D, this cruise is for you. Get all the details at TMOSpodcast.com, or you can simply take out your rotary phone and call 800-814-7100. Use group code 4435. We decided we'd let you memorize that by mentioning two of the presidents, 44 and 35.
Yes, two great presidents.
Isn't that nice? Do you know who they are?
35 would be, I think, Eisenhower?
No.
Would be five before Reagan, because Reagan was the 40th.
He was?
Yeah.
So it would be Reagan, Carter, Bush. No.
You're going in the wrong direction.
Reagan.
Carter.
Before
Ford.
Reagan, Carter, Ford, Nixon.
Yeah.
Johnson.
35 right.
would be Johnson.
No, it's not.
What?
No, it's not.
What is who's 44 and 30? Who's 44?
Obama.
Obama, and who's 35?
Kennedy.
There it is. All right, close to Johnson. Yeah. Tell them you're with TMOS when you get those great
tell
codes.
Tell them Obama Kennedy.
Yes, yeah. Obama Kennedy. Oh, wouldn't that be a dream team?
This is a great cruise.
When I return, book today to lock in your price. We've shared a lot of years together. Now let's share one hell of a goodbye, which I
Please.
Think is going to be a lot of fun. All right. Let me get this out of the way. I want to do it in the body of the show. Certainly now. What time? 5 o'clock? I got time.
Yeah.
Mrs. O'Mara, for the last couple of years, has taken to hiding food. She hides food, and she has taken it upon herself since I lost my weight to discipline me. As you may have known, I've plateaued with my weight, and, I'm hovering at that 250 mark.
You do look good, though. I got to
say, I feel good, and I feel as though I could do 30 more, and I just haven't done it.
Yeah.
So, we go back and forth on it.
As far as the hiding food, I think that longtime listeners will agree, the first thing that we discovered she hid from you was fruitcake. It would go back into the bottom corner of the freezer, and she'd put corn. And as you know, vegetables are Mike's kryptonite.
Right. Yeah, I won't go near it. It's like putting a shark repellent on your food. You can eat.
So the food she is hiding is she's hiding the good snacks from you, the ones she wants for herself.
This began, here's what, I'm going to tell you what moved me to action.
Okay.
The other night, we have had a rule of no sugary cereals in the house. In fact, very little cereal at all in the house. And I
that
love a great bowl of cereal. My favorite cereals. Uh-huh. And so I had mentioned that I went to the Cost Company.
Yeah.
And two things happened. First of all, yes, I'll say it right now. I'm hiding food. And I'm hiding this.
And how?
But and from whom?
Well, I have it in here. Nobody comes in here.
Okay.
She I do doesn't this, come in here.
I do the same thing. I hide candy and snacks in my office. That is a big box to hide.
That's the big one. This is the big one.
Frosted and Flakes with Tony the Tiger.
This is the big double bagger.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Remember her from American University?
Yeah. And oh, she was great.
Are you hiding this just by keeping it in your office?
I don't know yet. It's a work in progress. But I have also taken another confection that I noticed at the cost company.
Okay.
Just a little taste for later.
So you're just eating the cereal dry. Now, do you have any sort of refrigerator in your office?
No, but I have one out in the garage.
Okay, so you could get milk without her knowing.
What I plan to do is after she goes to sleep, earlier than I do.
Yeah.
Or she at least goes into the bedroom and gets on her phone.
And pretends to be asleep.
Right.
So I don't.
Yeah, right. You know, put the moves on her.
Tap, tap.
The old tap, tap.
Please. Anyway,
you can be with Tony instead.
Tony the Tiger.
Yeah,
that's
you know.
I'll give you a little tap tap.
Mm-hmm.
It's been mentioned in the chat room that you hide food like Ginny Sack did in the Sopranos. Remember, she had the whole.
But the laundry room where she had her chocolate bars,
right,
and her candy. That would be the worst place in the world because Carla lives in the laundry room. She's the designated laundress.
As you insist.
As every wife has been a laundress first and a wife second. Right. What am I talking about?
That's why all of Mike's wives have smelled like fabric softener.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, she does them because she's an Estee. She has a washer dryer at her place of business. And on her slow days, she will take Michael's clothes, my clothes, and she'll do a load at the office.
Which so you make sure she's doing laundry even while working.
Even while she's working. While I'm retired.
At her office, there's not a dryer, though. There's a clothesline, right?
No, so there's
people can drive by
like
and
a tenement
see,
in the 1910s.
See your boxers hanging around
and a lot
store.
Of sugary cereals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Frosted Flakes are in here.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I heard something. And then the
were there
the
other
tree,
purchases made along with the Frosted Flakes? So
you mean
she's,
a hiding purchase?
No, yes. No. Like, no, I'm just talking about enough items so that when she looks at the credit card statement or the debit card statement.
She's not going to do that.
Oh, she will.
No, she won't. No, Costco's, she's not going to look Costco's at the receipt.
Costco's a good place to hide that.
Yeah, you don't.
No matter what, you go in at Costco, you spend $150.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about it. Does your wife do that?
Oh,
Will she look at the receipt?
No,
from
never
your
the
Costco?
Receipt of Costco. But if it's a high number, she'll say, "Well, what was it that you bought?"
Yeah, then you just lie like the dog that you are.
He's
That's what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not hiding a television.
No,
it's a box of cereal.
No, the TV is going to have to be dealt with because she'll notice.
Yeah, she will.
Anyway, so here's the thing. There's one other hidden treat in the house right now. That's the one I'm almost more concerned about. If she discovers this and throws it away, I'll cry, but it's not going to be the end of the world.
And it's also not a big financial outlay for cereal. I mean, cereal's expensive, but it's not crippling expensive.
But I'm in the very limited dairy treat aisle of Costco.
Yeah.
Not a lot of stuff. There's just not a lot.
They rotate through.
Right.
They do.
There's a new product, and they brought them in. It's the it's the Kirkland ice cream bar with the almonds on the outside.
Oh, it's a Häagen-Dazs knockoff.
It's next to your working and non-working ice cream.
Yes, it's very good. Very good.
It was a weak moment, and I buried those at the bottom under a couple of Omaha Steak Burgers boxes.
Oh, see,
in the box, or did you take them out so they're individual guys?
Individual.
Oh,
easier
perfect.
Access.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
No. But what you have to do is now empty the Omaha boxes and put the ice cream bars inside the Omaha boxes.
Brilliant. Very brilliant.
Oh, wow.
Take one of those bags of frozen vegetables and just dump that because you don't like vegetables and wrap them inside.
Yeah, but he'd have to touch vegetables.
Hold on. I believe we have someone who's done this before. You've done this before?
Oh, yes, yes. Hide, of course. I'm not hiding for like health reasons or from my wife, but from the kids. Yes.
Oh, from the kids. Okay.
From the children. Yes. Okay. I don't care. My kid. Well, no, I don't want him getting the cereal. It'll be gone if he gets his paws on it.
Yeah, especially if he has a friend over. Forget it.
Yeah. And he doesn't keep a secret.
And his friends. And you know what? The smaller in stature, the more little hog pigs they are, right?
Absolutely. Robert used to have two brothers that he'd hang out with, and they were like comically small, like birth defect small. And they would put away food. I hate to keep doing this. It's the
high metabolism.
It is.
I left. In the garage, I left the big. There are 35 of these suckers.
You got to set that box on fire. You have to destroy it.
I got to get rid of it.
Down the garbage disposal.
Hold on. I'll be right back. Just give me a second here. Yeah. Oh, God, we're running out of time.
I'm really paranoid about this ice cream.
Hold on.
How often? She can't go to the garage freezer that often.
I don't know. I just like that he's looking over his shoulder every 2 seconds.
This is a man who wants to guard his ice cream.
Yes.
He should let her discover the Frosted Flakes as a sort of like just a decoy.
Yeah, but he does this also because he knows he shouldn't. So he comes here to talk about it because he knows then someone will rat him out.
Have you seen the Snoop Dogg ice cream bars that Costco has?
I have seen Snoop Dogg is doing a promotion trying to get it hire an ice cream taster.
No. These are Snoop Dogg ice cream bars. I think they're called Dr. Bombay ice cream bars. But they're pretty good.
Okay.
And they're not all that sugary. They're okay.
The
Johnny Pop strawberry pops.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Oh, Johnny Pops are a very good, healthier alternative.
Yeah, it's a healthy alternative.
You can get the chocolate and strawberry Johnny Pops.
Yeah.
Not bad. Those look good, though. I've seen them.
All what you need to do immediately is what we call...
These are fat bombs.
Flatten the box and turn it inside out so it just looks like cardboard.
Well, I'm going to do it right here in my studio trash can.
Good.
So this was sitting out there, huh?
Who empties your studio trash? Okay.
I usually do. It's usually.
And do you think she goes? Is she as a frequent visitor to the garage freezer as you? Because she might not notice.
We keep some booze in there, and we keep some pizzas in there. That's about. Okay. If she goes in looking
booze
for a pizza, there's booze and pizza. We are healthy people. We are.
Maybe it's time for an
HyproCamp says an underdesk mini ice box.
That's what you
need. Could be a handy investor. Are you 98 years old calling it an ice box?
That's what I have in my office is a mini ice box.
I don't think I need that. I think.
Have you seen the vodka? It's under the pizzas. Go look separate, under the pizzas.
Separate place for vodka. These are canned beverages. And by the way, I want to load up on that too.
In the freezer?
Huh? No, in the fridge with a freezer.
Oh, okay. All right.
What if you go purchase some food for Jake, like some frozen mice, and just leave that so then she won't look past
she'd
the
be
frozen
repelled.
Mice?
Yeah, because she'd yell bloody murder if I put a frozen mouse on top of a food product.
Mike, all you have to do is this. You've got the individually hermetically sealed ice cream bars. Get a Sharpie on just each one of them. Write mouse.
Breaking down the box just like a good warehouse worker would.
Yeah, but you got to do it one further so you can turn it inside out so that the cardboard.
I'm not worried about it. This is fine.
It's going to bite you on the ass.
No, it's going to bite me.
No, you're going to get caught before Monday.
Yeah.
What's going to bite me in the ass? Excuse me.
What's that?
What's going to bite me in the ass is the little guy. Because he pops in here all the time unbeknownst to me.
You're getting pretty good at drywall repair. Mm-hmm. What if you just make a little hidden cabinet right behind your desk?
Yeah.
Cut a hole in the wall, stick some
frosted
flakes.
That stays at a very steady -2 degrees Fahrenheit.
67 years on this planet, and I got to worry about hiding my own food.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I know it's, and by the way, I know. I know it's bad for me. I know all of it's bad for me. I get it. Once in a while,
really bad for people is depriving them of all joy. That's what's bad for people.
By the way. If she agrees to the 98 or the in a perfect world, I mean, I'm not even going to fantasize about the idea of having 110 inches on the wall to watch football.
Right.
If she would ever agree to that, I would not eat cereal for a year.
That's a lie.
You're making deals like a 5-year-old.
I would not eat cereal for one year.
This is the equivalent of a child saying, "If
for I shut up, I would not, I would not eat it for a year."
Oh God, if I can make this basket, I will go to church this Sunday. Just let me make this basket.
I will not go back to church, but I will.
Mike's Tom. We will buy you. We will buy you the 110-inch if you can go a year without ice cream.
Oh, ice cream. No, that's
because he's already got a TV.
No. Right. What was your deal? What was your offer again?
The TV for no ice cream for a year.
You'd do that? You'd offer that? No, there's no way. He knows. That's it. He wouldn't make that offer unless he knew that I couldn't.
I know you can't. You can't.
No, there's no way.
What would we really? Let's say, you see, that's
cereal,
all good for Mike.
Ice cream, no.
That's all good for Mike, but what if he took the deal, ate the ice cream? What do you get, Josh? Do you get to keep the TV?
I don't know. We'd have to figure that out because it would never happen.
I can't make the ice cream deal.
We had a deal a couple months ago where Mike said he will not eat ice cream again, and it was the next day.
Yeah. Well, he just said through Monday, and he didn't
make
it
through
Monday.
Yeah, he said, I won't eat it through Monday.
Ice cream is my kryptonite. It is, it's what I do. It's terrible. I'm not proud of
it. We thought of you in the Outer Banks because there's a lot of Dairy Queens and ice cream places, and every one of them we said, Mike would love that.
Oh, it's good stuff. Mm-hmm. It's real quiet. Look at that son of a bitch. We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to Josh. Is it Josh or Rob that wants to talk about the contest from Hungary?
Oh, I'll do that. I'll handle that.
All right, let's
I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, that works out perfectly then.
Yeah, it does.
Now we're dancing, and I'm just figuring out this new thing that I broke. That's what I'm doing. Oh, I got it. Life is great. Except for all the stuff that comes with it. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Work, family, bills, stress, anxiety, burnout, all those nights when your brain decides 3 a.m, it's the perfect time to review every decision you've ever made.
Yes.
Sometimes you just need to talk to somebody. Of course, then comes the fun part, finding a therapist, who actually takes your insurance. Mm-hmm. That's where Rula can help. Rula connects you with licensed therapists and mental health providers who are covered by insurance. They work with more than 100 insurance plans with average copays around $15 a session. And depending on your coverage, your copay could even be zero. And as far as prices go, zero remains very competitive in my book. Rula helps match you with providers based on your needs and preferences, and appointments may be available as soon as tomorrow. Less time searching, less insurance headache, more time actually talking to someone who can help. Because getting mental health care shouldn't add more stress to your life. Visit Rula.com/TMOS today to get started. That's RULA.com/TMOS. Take care of your head. You got a lot of important stuff up there. Thank you, Rula. RULA. We love Rula. All right. Contest from Hungary, my favorite European country.
You still vacation there?
I do. I love it. I have a fishing lodge there. I have a bear hunting lodge there.
Mike, I know this is the metric system, but pretend just for a moment that a meter is roughly equivalent to a yard. Okay? That'll help you here.
That's not correct.
I asked you to pretend.
That's about a mile.
That's right. It's exactly. It's a mile. 1 meter equals 1 mile.
A meter is more like a yard. A kilometer is like a mile.
Correct. Yeah.
Got it.
Let's say you were forced to create something that was precisely 1.6 meters deep, 2 meters long, and 0.8 meters wide. What would you be creating?
The television that's going to hang on my wall.
Oh, you're so close. But the answer we're looking for, Mike, is a grave. And in Hungary this week was the grave digging contest.
Oh, wow. I'm excited.
I have seen at cemeteries when they pull out the backhoe or whatever the little tractor is, and that's how they dig graves now because it's literally back-breaking work to dig a grave. So there's a contest so grave diggers can all get together and see who's the best at what they do.
Rob, before you play your video, it's the soil that makes it so hard, and it's why all of my family members have all been buried at the beach.
and not having ashes scattered.
Right.
Just in the sand.
Just in the sand.
I remember, was it your Aunt Florence that when they were dragging the sand at Ocean City, she
They were replacing
up?
The sand after a storm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. What happened was the, you know, one of those tropical storms came up the coast and washed the, you know, half the beach away, and someone saw the glint of her her shiny fingernails.
She was famous for them.
Yes. Yeah, it's the only reason they spotted her. And then, you know, they exhumed her, and then we reburied her.
The other thing that they discovered was a box of cereal that you had hidden on the beach.
Yeah, yeah. Fruit Loops.
Exactly.
Okay, let's go, shall we, please?
Let's go to the tape.
We'll do this for 3 hours.
I'm hungry. You know what I mean? Look, Mike, this is Nair Gisu Jafalu.
What did he say? Hey, start it again. There's,
I will.
He just insulted his friend.
Yeah, I thought he said something about...
He just insulted his friend. He's, no, yeah. Listen to this.
Yeah, everybody shut up. Listen.
Listen.
Igazából ez egy nagy hiány volt a szakmánkban, hogy...
Hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear what he said to him? I'm surprised you didn't hit him over the head with a shovel.
Kicsit beszélnek egymással is, és nem utolsó sorban az a mindennapi megterhelő munka, amit ők végeznek. Ezt egy picit megmutassák egymásnak is, hogy
tudnak
milyen szerszámban. Look at that beautiful work.
Oh, wow. I would mind lying for there in eternity.
It's like the world's biggest cereal bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But it's horrible work.
Nagyon kemény volt a föld elénte. Várasztó.
He won. Of the winning team, Robert Nagy. Yeah. That sounds like a ball player,
it
right?
Does. Yeah.
There he is, covered in dirt.
Yeah, but Mike, so many happy corpses because of his good work. And there's two different rounds, Mike. You actually can be judged on the tidiness of the grave that you've dug.
I think the symmetry of it, the corners being perfect.
Yeah.
You know?
How fast do you think was the fastest grave dug that
day? All right. So you're essentially doing 6 feet under. You're essentially doing
exactly
the standard size of the grave. The fastest time?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say half an hour.
No, it has to be like 4 hours.
No, you're both wrong. The answer lies in the middle. The winning time was 1 hour, 21 minutes.
Wow.
And that might...
That is backbreaking.
And they are rewarded because if you win, you get 200,000... I didn't realize this was the currency in Hungary. You get 200,000 Hungarian forints, which is about $600.
That's exciting.
It's not very much money.
And all the goulash you can eat.
All you want.
All the borscht that you can wrap your tonsils around.
Now, there's a couple of famous people. I think Michael Caine was a grave digger.
Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart was
probably
a grave digger.
The most famous grave digger was Rod Stewart.
He actually,
I remember that from years ago. I got that fact.
He dug Kennedy's grave.
Now, Rod Stewart, yes.
Do they lay out those graves so there's a real graves, or are they just digging holes?
Well, they're digging holes. It was at a cemetery.
No, I wasn't sure if they lined them up to then be used for bodies, or if it's just a contest and then they put them back.
The best grave site is a competition grave site.
Well, because you know they're trying. They're trying their very best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you think you can go out there and get a hole dug for 200,000 Hungarian forints?
By the way,
can't.
Have you locked in your preferences for when that time comes?
I don't
believe I have. Now, Carl and I, since the beginning of our marriage 17 years ago, we have always talked about how we'd like to be side by side somewhere, but we've never really acted on it, and we've never really thought about the whole, whether it's a full stiff or a cremated body or not. And you can get the best of both worlds by having a, you know, putting ashes, burying them in a cemetery, which I kind of lean towards, but I don't know.
I like what they did with Mark Riddell, where they cremated him, but put him in his own lockbox.
It's in a post office
lockbox. No, I'm very specific in my will. I'll be burned.
Of course you are.
And be scattered in the Atlantic. And they can choose wherever they want to do it at the Atlantic. And then there will be some ashes saved and scattered at King's Dominion at the Grizzly.
I see you've given it a tremendous amount of thought. Mm-hmm. I probably more than any of us on this show should think about it. Is that Dad?
This is my pop.
That's the little baby urn.
This I will keep forever because this is a little bit of my dad. But the bulk of his ashes are in my safe. And one of these days, Kathy and I need to get down to the Atlantic Ocean to scatter his ashes, which is really, really bad duty. I hate doing that. I've done it more times than
I want to. It's a different kind of closure. It's the one that got me. But, you know, I think, you know, you owe it to your pop who wanted that, right?
Exactly.
That's what he wanted.
It was very specific. Well, no, he wanted to not be burned. We just decided he wasn't in the best of mind.
No,
we decided what was best for him.
On my algorithm the other night, they showed a cremation, diagram of what happens, and it's pretty intense. You know, it
Did
really
you watch
is.
Any of that reality show about the crooked funeral home that was burning too many bodies at once?
I've seen a few of those news stories over the years where they throw them like out back in a swamp or something like that.
Well, they were cremating bodies, but like five or six at a time, and they were discovered because of the river of human fat that was draining out from under the building.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
That was not to code.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Now you've made me want to throw away the Frosted Flakes. We have to take a break.
I did not.
We will come back. I know you've got other video, right?
I have lots of video today, including we'll play Dirk one more time.
No, we will not. No, we will not. We'll take a short one, ladies and gentlemen, and when we come back, Rob has actually more video, which I think is very, very special. We hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy bringing you this wonderful program. But first, if you're feeling tired, foggy, not sleeping great, maybe the weight's creeping up a little bit, your energy's heading down, and you're not feeling like you, well, stop guessing and start getting some answers. Head to DermGlowSkin.com, click Weight Management and Peptides, and take the free wellness quiz. It only takes a couple of minutes, and you'll receive personalized wellness recommendations based on your goals and your needs. Maybe you're looking for medically guided weight management. Maybe you're curious about peptide therapies or hormone optimization. Or maybe you just want to sleep better, have more energy, improve your skin, and start feeling like yourself again. DermGlow can help you explore your options. It's convenient, too. Care is provided from the comfort of your home through licensed medical providers, with products shipping directly to your door. And getting started may be easier than you think. You may be able to use HSA or FSA funds, and flexible payment options, including Klarna, are also available. So, why keep wondering what you can do to feel better? Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click the Weight Management and Peptides, and take the free wellness quiz today. A few minutes could be the first step toward feeling more like you again. Get started now at DermGlowSkin.com.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Singers were a little late. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Big weekend. Of course, the NFL kicks off this weekend, which is so important to so many people.
Well, tonight. It starts tonight.
Oh, that's right. The first game is tonight. Who plays tonight?
The first game is a Wednesday night.
It's a Wednesday.
I thought it was a Thursday night.
No. It's money, money, money. They're doing
Wednesday night football tonight?
Yes.
Why do I not like that?
That's not the Australian game, though, is it?
No, the Australian game is Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday.
Now,
right.
The Australian game, it involves the San Francisco 49ers, Mike.
Okay.
And because they have to train for the week in Australia, their internal clocks are off. And Kyle Shanahan, I believe, is the coach.
Yes.
And he just looks tired.
Okay.
He looks beat. But you don't realize how tired he is until he starts answering this question about prepping for the game in Melbourne, Australia.
No, just because we used it too. I mean, and we did our totally normal routine. I'm not sure because we're a little confused with when I look at my clock and it says the time, and then I try to see my family's time and it says the time, but it says yesterday. I don't even get how that's possible. So I feel like I'm in the future. And then also when we play on our Friday, which I think is a Thursday in the U.S., we're such creatures of habit. So I call today Tuesday. I call today Wednesday, which is the first day we put in a game plan. But I think it's Monday. However, though, it's Sunday in the present. So, like, I'm going to mess that up all week if you guys ask me, but today is just our first day of the game plan, which is a Wednesday. We'll put in some on a Thursday. Friday is the final part of the game plan. Saturday we walk through when we play on Sunday, which is a Friday in Australia and a Thursday in the U.S. So don't ever make me do that again.
You know, it's kind of getting screwed, isn't it?
Oh, really? It really is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, and it's not to make the product better. It's all for the money.
Money, yeah. money, absolutely. And you know they were drawing straws over that assignment. Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. Wow.
And tonight is Patriots at Seahawks.
So it's an A-list game. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll watch the Seahawks win.
I hope Robert Kraft will be there.
I don't like the time change from Foxborough to Seattle.
Unless it's in New England. Is it in New England?
No, it's in Seattle.
Of course it is. Okay.
Do you think Seattle has good massage parlors for
I'm
Mr.
I'm sure
Kraft?
They do. Yes. Hi, how are you? You have to ask Mr. Lee.
Mike?
Yes.
A medical miracle.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. I know that we've talked a lot about it, a lot of sad stuff today, but if you go to Oklahoma, you're going to see something that you thought you'd never see.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Second Eggs.
His hand is better.
Sweet Southern Sunshine, which is honey glazed salmon on a bed of rice.
Now, this I want to turn into
a game. Did he just say onion glazed salmon?
No, sweet and sour teriyaki, I think. I'll take it from the beginning, but Mike, I want to turn this into a game because he always ends the tape the same way where he says, for how much? You guessed it. And then he reveals the price. Okay. I'm going to let him describe the entree, the special.
Right. Shrimp look good.
Yeah, and then you can guess the price. Josh, you're not allowed to play. Let's go to the tape. Let's go to.
Hello, folks. Welcome to Second Eggs. Tonight's special is Sweet Southern Sunshine, which is honey glazed salmon on a bed of rice with three jumbo shrimp with sweet and sour teriyaki sauce with bread, salad, and vegetable. All this for? You guess.
Mike, all this for? You guessed it. How much?
$12.99.
Let's go and see how Mike did.
$21.99.
Oh, get blow me.
Before we run out. And also, please don't forget to show us some love on TikTok.
TikTok, thank you. Steak and eggs.
So, Mike, you can't go to Oklahoma for the meal, I'm sure.
Play the $5 more. Go to some places food doesn't look like that.
I know. And you know what? It's always bread with that place.
Yeah.
It comes with bread.
They want bread.
They like their bread.
Fill them up.
Mike, if we don't go to that, by the way, is in Sepulpa, Oklahoma. Have you ever heard of Graceville, Florida? That might be a closer place for you to get dinner.
That's where I go to church.
Okay. We'll close with this because here is a tour from Tina and Cheyenne at the Piggly Wiggly, what they're serving today at the hot food bar.
Ooh.
At the Piggly Wiggly.
Yum, yum.
And I think if I manage this Piggly Wiggly in Graceville, I too would choose Tina and Cheyenne to sell the product.
I'm ready. I like a Cheyenne.
Because
like that name.
Not only are they very, I'll just say charismatic, the food looks great.
Good morning. Welcome to the Big Wiggly in Graceville, Florida. I am Tina.
I'm Cheyenne. Come see us for lunch.
Here we go.
What we got on the bar, girls? Let's see. We've got fried chicken gizzards, chicken hot wings, chicken tenders, fried chicken livers, whole catfish, filet fish, fried shrimp, steamed shrimp, baked chicken, potato logs, fried chicken, gravy, rice, potato, onion, apple, mac and cheese, fried okra, cheese grits, broccoli and rice casserole, turnips,
spinach,
baked
beans,
and as always, cornbread or a roll. Come and get it, hot, fresh, and ready. See you at the theater.
And, Mike, you can have all this for, you guessed it, a $5 copay when you get food poisoning.
Yum, yum.
That's the beautiful video. Thank you, Cheyenne.
That's
I hope to
exciting.
See more of you.
Hold on. They just told me in my IFB that we're taping a bonus show today. Is that true? In the thunderstorm? Oh, inside.
Yeah.
All right, we're taping it inside, so we'll be doing
that. Oh, so
we're
not going to be recording outside.
We're not going to be doing it. It was postponed. Lightning alert. Within a 10-mile radius, we cannot tape this show out of doors. We will see you for that, and thank you for all of your participation in the chat group. Good on you, and Dirk Vastrick, God bless you for that beautiful anniversary poem. We truly, truly appreciate it. For Josh Sirokin and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop. Pop, thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown and I studied him.
You can't keep getting away with it! You can't keep getting away with it!
And remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.